From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Damme. President Obama is striking out and striking out hard against Republicans as he travels around the country to rally support for congressional Democrats in the countdown to the November 2nd election. NPR's Don Gagne traveled with the president to his latest campaign stop, a rally at Ohio State University on Sunday. He says the president is trying to light a spark with the same young voters that helped win the White House 2 years ago.
The president, in his speech, talks about what he describes as the Republican agenda, an agenda that offers no new solutions, doesn't talk about lessons learned, as he puts it, from the 8 years of Republican control of the White House and for a good chunk of that, the Congress. He says those policies back then are what put the U.S. economy in the crisis it has been in since he took office, since before he took office. He makes the case that the hard work that he began when he took office is not done, that they have made progress, but that the country is headed in the right direction.
NPR's Don Gagne reporting from Ohio. Financial disclosure reports show Republican Senator John Ensign of Nevada has spent more than $550,000 in the past 3 months on legal fees. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reporting tonight that Ensign wrote checks to a dozen law firms for himself and aides that have been interviewed as part of an ongoing ethics investigation. French unions are vowing to do everything they can to get President Nicolas Sarkozy to withdraw his plan to increase the national retirement age. Strikers have blockaded French refineries and oil depots, provoking concerns about a possible fuel shortage. And Eleanor Beardsley reports union leaders are calling for another round of protests.
With 10 out of 12 French oil refineries shut down by strikers protesting the government's retirement reform, panic buying has led to a jump in sales. The French news reported gas stations closed all over the country. French Prime Minister François Fillon went on television to say the government would resort to force to keep the country from becoming paralyzed. The government is prepared to tap its controlled strategic oil reserves if the situation deteriorates. Over the weekend, more than a million people took to the streets for a fifth day of protests against the retirement reform. Some analysts are beginning to compare the labor action and standoff with the government to May 1968, when a coalition of workers and students paralyzed the country and nearly brought down the government. New demonstrations are planned for Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The strongest typhoon to strike the northern Philippines in years made landfall midday Monday local time, knocking down power lines and causing more than 3,000 villagers in coastal areas to flee. All classes and outdoor activities were canceled, as were most domestic flights in the region. This is NPR News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says Palestinians are willing to end all historic claims against Israel if and when they get a state as a result of a peace agreement. Abbas made the comments in an interview with Israel Television on Sunday. The talks began anew last month but broke off over Israel's refusal to extend a settlement construction freeze. Thousands of women have been marching in the Democratic Republic of Congo, demanding an end to a wave of rapes in the volatile eastern part of the country. The region is called the rape capital of the world. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports Congo's First Lady led the march on Sunday.
Rape perpetrated as a weapon of war is rife in the conflict in eastern Congo, with most combatants, including the government army, accused of sexual violence. 15,000 such rapes were reported in the region last year. The UN says more than 500 women, children and men were subjected to 4 days of mass rapes by rebels near Walikale over the summer. UN peacekeepers stationed 20 miles away did not intervene, reportedly hearing about the brutal attacks only a week later. Congo's army denies its troops are involved. Now, the First Lady, Olive Lembe Kabila, has led a march of women through the streets of Bukavu. Hundreds of rape survivors in this eastern Congolese city have sought medical and psychological treatment. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Myanmar's detained pro-democracy leader and winner of the Nobel Peace Prize says she wants to sign up for a Twitter account once she's released so she can tweet and stay in touch with young people. Aung San Suu Kyi's lawyer says the 65-year-old wants to tweet every day. I'm Carol Van Damme, NPR News in Washington.